Thank you for joining us for today's call. Before I turn the call over to the company, we need to advise you of the following. Comments made on today's call may contain forward-looking statements within the meaning of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. These forward-looking statements are based on current assumptions and opinions and involve a variety of known and unknown risks and uncertainties. Actual results may differ materially from those contained in or suggested by such forward-looking statements. Important factors that might cause such differences include those set forth from time to time in the company's SEC filings, including the company's annual report on Form 10-K for the year ended December 31, 2015, as updated by the company's quarterly report on Form 10-Q for the quarter ended March 31, 2016, and the current and periodic reports the company files with the SEC. At this time, I'd like to introduce Andrew Perlman, the Chief Executive Officer of Baringo.
Good afternoon, and thank you all for taking the time to join us for an investor update and earnings call. I would like to update our shareholders on recent events, as well as provide an outlook for the future of the company. I'll then open up the call for Q&A. Joining me on the call are Anastasia Nirkovskaya, our Chief Financial Officer, Cliff Weinstein, our Executive Vice President and President of FlyCharge, and David Cohen, our Chief Legal and Intellectual Property Officer. As we announced shortly before this call, Baringo will be renamed Form Holdings Corporation, effective on Friday, May 6, 2016, in an effort to solidify our position as a diversified holding company. Furthermore, the shares of the company's common stock will commence trading under a new ticker symbol, FH, when the market opens on Monday, May 9, 2016. The company has effectively been operating as a holding company for some time. In fact, if you were to look at the company's organizational structure and how we have deployed capital and other resources, you would see a holding company with three distinct business segments: Group Mobile, FlyCharge, and our IP monetization business, as well as our minority interest in InfoMedia, all of which I will provide updates for on this call. But first, I'd like to discuss the name, Form Holdings, and where we envision the company going in the months and years to come. The name Form Holdings stems directly from its definition. Form means to bring together parts or to combine to create. The goal of Form Holdings is to identify and invest in opportunities that expand and diversify our business and to achieve consistent growth by utilizing our core competencies. By diversifying our business through acquisitions and investments, we believe that we will increase our shareholders' value at the parent holding company level. About 4.5 years ago, we identified an opportunity to create value by pivoting our core strategy from mobile apps to patent monetization through the merger with Innovate Protect and the subsequent purchase of a large telecommunication infrastructure portfolio. As many of those listening to the call would recall, 2012 and the years that followed were very exciting times for shareholders and management. However, we believe that forces beyond our control in the face of an increasingly challenging global patent monetization landscape led to a negative outcome in our core litigation. Looking at the unquestionable deterioration of value in the patent monetization sector as a whole helps to understand the industry landscape. When a market segment, public or private, is under this kind of pressure, investors are not inclined to allocate capital until it stabilizes. As a result, we chose to explore other opportunities. Over the past few years, we have looked at hundreds of assets and businesses with the intent of diversifying the company. In May of 2015, we were introduced to Group Mobile and FlyCharge and completed the acquisition of both companies in October of last year. When we look back to 4.5 years ago and compare it to today, our company has a dramatically stronger balance sheet, a consolidated cap structure, strong corporate structure, and talented key personnel. We are committed to restoring and building shareholder value today and in the years to come. As of today, our balance sheet consists of cash and short-term receivables of $30 million, including cash on hand of $20.5 million, and accounts receivable of $9.5 million, of which $8.9 million is from a recent licensing agreement, which is expected to be collected in full in May. We believe that our management team has certain core competencies, including an understanding of the capital markets, an ability to recruit talent, and experience in efficient business integration, each of which reaffirms our strategy as a holding company. We believe that by utilizing and leveraging our company's core assets, we will be able to identify and execute on opportunities that will be accretive. When looking at the M&A landscape, we believe that Form is uniquely positioned to take advantage of and quickly execute on a multitude of investment opportunities. Our current deal flow pipeline is made up of a wide variety of prospects that span industries, capitalization needs, and structures. Although we will initially be sector agnostic, each potential opportunity must present a strategy for growth and a path to profitability, if not yet achieved. To support these efforts, we have added new board members who have been supportive shareholders in the past, but more importantly, bring with them experience and expertise in M&A, sourcing, diligence, and structuring, which we believe will be invaluable to the company as we continue to seek and invest in businesses we believe have superior growth characteristics. I will now provide brief updates on each of our business segments, beginning with Group Mobile. As a reminder, Group Mobile is a provider of rugged, mobile, and field-use computing products serving customers worldwide. In the final weeks of 2015 and the first 3 months of 2016, we've made significant progress in growing Group Mobile. In 2015, Group Mobile generated a total of $5.3 million of revenue. When we acquired the company, our goal was to grow revenue substantially in the near term. In order to measure the success of our efforts at Group Mobile, we look at a number of key metrics, most notably sales and bookings. Bookings are the measure of the value of the orders we've taken. From an accounting perspective, a booking becomes a sale when an order is delivered to a customer. It generally takes 4 to 8 weeks for an order to be delivered, so bookings are a key leading indicator of sales 4 to 8 weeks in the future. The sales that occurred in the first quarter of 2016 were largely generated from the bookings that we had in Q4 of 2015, which immediately followed the closing of the acquisition and coincided with the early stages of implementing organizational changes. In Q1 of 2016, Group Mobile's total sales were $1.3 million. However, in March, we began to see the fruits of our labor and secured $2 million of bookings in March and April combined. Based on these bookings and our current sales pipeline, we anticipate that revenues will grow in excess of 100% year over year. We anticipate closing a number of relatively large orders in 2016 and will update our revenue guidance at such times. Group Mobile's primary business is made up of large custom orders. With that in mind, we were able to create significant growth by closing orders in partnership with key manufacturers such as Explore Technologies and GTAC. For instance, in conjunction with Explore, we solidified an order that will consist of 600 Motion by Explore rugged tablets over a 3-year sales agreement with a market leader in sensor-assisted surgery. The ability to close these deals was facilitated by adding talent to the sales team, as well as reorganizing the team structure from the ground up. We've continued our recruitment efforts and have added quality sales personnel to improve our nationwide coverage of existing and potential customer accounts. We are also making system-wide technological improvements that will help us run the business more efficiently. Supplementing our enhanced technological backend will be a modernized website designed to drive commerce. We expect to launch this improved web presence before the end of Q2 2016. We have seen an immediate return on investment from the additions to our sales team and anticipate significant sales growth as a result of these improvements. I'd now like to provide an update on FlyCharge. As a reminder to those listening, FlyCharge is a wireless charging and power technology company that we acquired in Q4 of 2015 together with Group Mobile. We believe that wireless and wire-free charging is one of the biggest emerging technologies and that FlyCharge's technology is superior to that of all of its competitors. To our knowledge, FlyCharge is the most powerful, fastest charging, easiest to use, safest, least expensive, and thus most scalable wireless charging solution on the market today. Since the acquisition, our team has worked to redesign the entire product line and prepare for its launch and to begin selling to consumers next month. Following a successful Consumer Electronics Show, where FlyCharge showcased its current partnerships and product capabilities, we have received inbound interest from a multitude of companies, including some of the largest tech and hardware companies in the world. Our goal is to leverage a successful consumer product launch and to show that demand for FlyCharge exists. We believe that this will have a profound effect on advancing our business development pipeline and will provide us with additional flexibility and options as we look to cultivate what we call the FlyCharge ecosystem. I'd now like to give you a brief update on Infomedia, a company in which we have a minority interest. As a reminder, in January of 2014, we sold our mobile platforms and partner services business to Infomedia, which was and remains a leading provider of innovative solutions to engage consumers, optimize brand awareness, and maximize revenue potential from mobile technology. In exchange, we received an 8% equity stake in the company and a seat on its board of directors. At the time, Infomedia was interested in combining our research and development center with its existing operation, in order to better position the company to create a more integrated global product offering for delivery into major carriers, OEMs, and enterprise partnerships. Since the transaction, Infomedia has ranked as one of the 100 private UK-based tech companies with the fastest growing sales over the previous 3 years. I'll now touch upon our IP licensing business. As we mentioned in our year-end earnings press release, on March 10, 2016, we are in licensing conversations with numerous companies and remain focused on continuing these discussions and potentially generating additional licensing revenue from our intellectual property assets. I'm pleased with the developments so far this year, having generated $9.65 million in licensing revenues year to date. I'll now provide a snapshot of our financial position. As I mentioned previously, we have cash and short-term receivables of $30 million, which when broken down consists of $20.5 million of cash on hand, as well as $9.5 million of accounts receivable, $8.9 million of which is from a recent licensing agreement that is expected to be collected in full this month. Since the beginning of the year, we have implemented cost-cutting initiatives and reduced our accounts payable by 70% from $4.9 million at the end of 2015 to $1.5 million today. In March, we modified certain terms of our note. As such, the debt is no longer convertible into common shares. The company will repay the remaining principal on the note equal to $1.8 million on June 30, 2017. As of today, we have approximately 15 million shares outstanding, which equates to approximately $2 of cash and receivables per share. As we look to harvest cash flow in the future, our net operating loss, or NOL, which is currently $124 million, will be used to shield profits if certain tax requirements are met. Our board of directors took a proactive step by instituting an NOL preservation plan, which we announced in March, to protect this legacy asset. I want to take this opportunity to thank our shareholders for their continued support and reiterate how excited we are to begin this new chapter as Form Holdings. At this time, I would like to turn the call over to the operator for Q&A.